One more day, Miss Hartz.
Until spring break?
Until spring break. Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything big with your family?
Trying to relax a little bit. I think we are going to go camping for a couple of days. Nothing crazy.
What does camping mean for you? Mm-hmm. Like a camper?
Yeah, like a camper.
Okay.
And we're going to go somewhere by the beach. Okay. Hopefully the weather's
somewhere.
Nice.
Okay.
And they just have like nice time away from, we work a lot at home.
Yeah.
We have a farm. So if we're home, we're still working.
Yeah.
So I think the thought is if we go away for a couple of days, we can kind of disconnect a little bit.
All right.
What about you?
I will be on the golf course at least two or three times over break. That's my goal. We're staycationing, so to speak. That's my plan. So not camping with family, but on the golf course by myself. All right. You ready for this episode?
Sure.
All right. 3, 2. Welcome back to Beyond the Bell. We are back for our fourth episode. It's been a little bit, yeah? It has been. Yeah, thanks for filling in the time there. We are excited to be back. I know that I think last time we promised that we'd be back a little bit more often, but that didn't happen. So we're not going to make any promises this time, but we're going to keep going strong with the podcast. We're going to do our normal format, so we will review some things that we have done over the last time we have spoke, and then we'll give you some upcoming events, and then we have another special guest to reveal as well. So what has been going on at TES, or what's going on at the district? So do you have anything to kind of fill us in on?
So most recently, we observed Take Your Child to Work Day.
Mm-hmm.
We did it because Take Your Child to Work Day is actually over our spring break. And it is such a great experience every year. And I think as a staff, we look forward to it. And I think I know for sure our own children love being a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked really hard to try to put it together for them. We had staff putting together all sorts of events for our kids to come in. I think they had a great day.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scavenger hunt. They got lunch. The TEA gave them a snack coupon for the cafeteria. There was a class port at OMS. And I think everybody had a great time.
It was controlled chaos, I would say, right? I think it's cool to see, especially at OMS, like the students interact with the young children. I kind of see them kind of take into their care, and whether it's like walking to another class or just, in the class, interacting with them, whatever the lesson might be, it's always a pretty cool thing to see. So yeah, we definitely did that. We have been trying to complete a little staff wellness activity, doing a little rock, paper, scissors challenge. So we are almost wrapping that up, and hopefully we'll have that blasted out on some social media to let you know who won our little staff wellness rock, paper, scissors challenge from the district winner. So obviously we have spring break coming up 4/18 to 4/25.
And then when we return on April 30th, we have our April board meeting.
And then we have the other big event coming up is on 5/8, the HSA meeting. What do we have going on tomorrow?
So tomorrow it's a big day. I think across the district there's a lot going on. At TES, we have our Tiger Fun Run in the morning. Thank you to everybody who has contributed to our fundraising efforts to continue to enhance our playground. We have nearly met our goal as of today, and we still have a whole nother day to go. So that's really exciting. And then in the afternoon, we have our spring parties and egg hunts. So packed day.
And then I guess tomorrow, but if you're listening, it would be today. If we release it on Thursday, we're doing, at OMS, we're doing a bunny hop, bunny run. And we'll be out with the students, hopefully if it continues to be a nice day, with during their related arts period. So they'll come out. They have about a mile run, which they can participate in, or they can walk it. And hopefully we'll have some fun getting outside and doing a little school-wide activity. All right. So those are what we have done and what we're looking forward to. And now we are getting ready for our guest. So would you like to introduce our guest for this podcast?
We met and spoke with Mrs. Wisniewski, the TES school nurse.
Yeah, it is a really great conversation. I hope that you enjoy it. And it is a little bit insightful to the world of a school nurse. So here we go.
Welcome to our podcast, Mrs. Wisniewski. We are excited to have Tabernacle Elementary School's school nurse with us to talk a little bit about what you do here in our school, share about some special events coming up in the next month, and how your nursing journey brought you to Tabernacle.
And our open door.
And our open door.
So thank you for joining us. Tell us about your Tabernacle experience. How did you get here? Why did you stay? Obviously, you're our veteran teacher, veteran staff member around here. So talk to us a little bit about Tabernacle and your experience.
Okay. well, my nursing career was quite a journey. I wasn't always a school nurse. I spent about 17, 18 years as a critical care nurse.
Wow.
Decided to change direction. So I went back to school to get my school nurse certification, and I was hired by the Mount Holly school system.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was a middle school nurse in Mount Holly for 1 year. It was a temporary stay. And then I ended up at Special Services in Burlington County.
Wow.
And then I was hired here in Tabernacle in 07.
Okay.
So it's been quite a career.
Yeah, that's a little bit all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Anything big difference in general between those three spots? Like anything that's between the students or how you went about your day-to-day that was significant?
So, So between the districts, generally they run parallel. It's just that the percentage of maybe medical needs might be different within the districts. And each school has its own personality.
Of course.
And communities.
Yeah. So speaking to the day-to-day within a school, I know that you can kind of get hit with a million different things in a day. How do you kind of keep your mindset, I guess, like right or like ready for anything coming through that door? Like, how, what do you think about? What do you do? How do you, prepare for that if you can?
I believe that my experience being a critical care nurse with adults and children has prepared me for scenarios that could be an emergency situation. For example, I've often said a skilled professional nurse knows when somebody needs emergency care when they crest that door frame.
Mm.
It's we as nurses assess all the time what's walking in that door. And this child can sit here and wait, but this child cannot.
Yeah.
And we see that. I think what non-nurses don't realize is that nurses are always assessing a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you prioritize.
Yeah.
You know the look when an asthmatic is coming in and they're in trouble
mm-hmm.
versus one that just needs their inhaler for reasons.
Right.
And those children, for me, it's, okay, you're over here now. You need to, this one needs to go over here. Or go back to class. We got a situation.
Right.
And it does run the gamut, what you're going to say.
Yeah, because it could be anything, any day of the week. And, you know, I'm sure that you kind of, like you said, assess on the fly and, you know, kind of use your expertise to figure out what needs to be done and when it needs to be done. So I think that's, to me, that's probably like the scariest thing. Like an outsider, I'm sure it's very comfortable for you, but like 10 different things walking in at a time is something tough to figure out, at least for me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think you have had a lot of experiences, right? Both within the school and without. Have you thought about, or would you be able to give like one piece of advice to somebody who maybe is either entering nursing, considering going into nursing? You know, I'm sure that a lot of, you know, what you're sharing now has been developed over time. But if there was one thing that you could.
I would say listen to your client, whether it's an adult or a child. Really listen to what they're saying. The clues are there when you do an assessment.
Yeah, I think that is. I think listening in general, right, is important, but especially when you're considering somebody's health.
Yes.
I think even more so. What's it like, or can you share a little bit your thoughts? I think you're in a unique position, right? And we've talked about that, I think, a number of times, right? I think in most other areas within the school, pretty much everybody kind of in some way has experience or can kind of speak to or talk about, you know, everybody else's different roles. But I think you are the only expert, the only person with any knowledge in this building in healthcare. Can you share a little bit about what that's like?
At times it's very lonely. And at times, you know, you have to develop the staff around you that can really assist and listen to what you need to be able to take care of this child. And that's really important for my role, is to have that staff input also.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, especially. I would say probably more so in those emergency situations where you are, you know, you're the person that is going to be giving the orders or this is what I need, and everybody else just has to fall in line. And I think that's important for everybody to know. Myself, Ms. Arts included, that, you know, that's our role when we come into your domain, your space. All right, so I know that we wanted to talk, and one of the reasons, big reasons we brought you on is to talk about Food Allergy Awareness Week, and that is coming up in May. No?
Yes.
In May, yes, correct. So could you talk to us about why this is an important week for the district and kind of what you are hoping that the students get out of this experience, and maybe even the staff gets out of this experience?
Right. So I've been highlighting Food Allergy Awareness Week in May for several years now. I do a little bit of research on the FAIR website, which is the, I mess up the acronyms, I think it's Food Allergy Research and Education site. And they put out some really good information, whether it's in posters or videos this year. We have videos we're going to send out to the teachers in the elementary and the middle school. So food allergies are on the rise, and that's concerning. So we want to make sure that we educate staff and the children here, that maybe your friend or your student can't eat certain foods, and we need to protect them so that we don't have an emergency situation.
Yeah, so I think that we are, we have videos planned for each day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're also doing a teal yes. color day.
Yes, so teal is the color for food allergy awareness. And every year I loop in NutriServe. I talk with Lisa Boger. She has a teal tablecloth for the center table where they pick up, I guess, their ketchups and mustards. And then we try to get the students and staff to wear that color that day.
Yeah.
I have bookmarks this year for the little ones that they can color mm-hmm. about food allergies. Posters, we'll hang posters
yep.
in each wing of the
Yep.
The
and then I think we have some, we'll probably end that off or top that off with sending out some information to the parents too, even if it's
yes.
just the flyer for the day and
yes.
making them aware of the week upcoming.
Yes, I have two documents that'll go in the Tiger Pulse track, highlighting food allergy and some really good information in those flyers.
That's
if,
awesome.
If a student has a food allergy, how should that be communicated with the school?
So I do a couple things. First of all, we certainly will, I will create a health individual health care plan that I will send home to the parent for review and signature. Once I receive that back, I sit down every year one-to-one with these children for several reasons. I want them to know me. I want to be able to identify them. And depending on their grade level, their developmental level, will depend on what I teach them. Sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, what does a tree nut look like? And I pull it up on my computer. We look at pictures. Will a role play? What would you do if your friend said, this is safe, you can eat it? Would you say, oh, okay, or would you say, I present a couple different scenarios. We talk. By fourth grade, I'm showing them what their EpiPen looks like. I'm showing them the trainer. We're talking about where it gets injected and what that would look like. We also talk about what would your body look like if you ate your allergen. What would you feel? So that they know, hey, something's not right. I need to. I also create an emergency plan that will get posted on our computer system that will go to the teachers that have their child in their classroom or related arts. And I also create a food allergy list that goes to NutriServe, and they take that data and information and put it into their system so it gets posted.
Thank you.
So I know that you put a lot of hard work into this. I know that I'm excited to share this out with the staff and students. So I appreciate it. I know Ms. Arts does as well for that work. We want to get you out of here. Don't want to take up too much of your time, but we do have one more question, which is our open door. And our open door is, where do you like to have, or like, where do you enjoy your best French fries, I guess? So do you have a particular spot just to kind of buy you some time to think about it? Miss Arts goes with
McDonald's,
and then I go with a local restaurant around me. So do you have a particular spot that you get the best French fries from?
So my husband's a pretty good cook, so I would have to say my husband's
okay.
homemade French fries.
Homemade, so
which are healthy.
So do you have, is there a certain cut that he puts on them, or like seasoning on it, or what draws you to his French fries?
So my job is to stay out of the kitchen when he's cooking.
Okay.
So I have no idea what he
okay.
puts on them, but he tells me they're healthy.
All right. So they're on your plate and you just.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We thank you for all that you do for TES.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
enjoyed listening to our TES school nurse and you know, learning a little bit more about her and her profession, and also our Food Allergy Awareness Month. Anything stood out to you, or that stood out to you in the discussion? I have definitely an answer.
Yeah. I think I just, the conversation in general, I think, because there is, I think, so much like that goes into her every day that we just don't see. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really, you know, I appreciated her kind of talking through kind of what it looks like and why she does some of the things that she does. And I think that will be helpful for a lot of people listening.
Yeah, I thought the part about listening to the patient, the recommendation for the new or potential new school nurse was very important. And as to what you said, like, maybe that's something that we also don't do a lot of ourselves, is listening to that person and kind of what their needs are. So I thought that was great. And then I'm always just kind of fascinated by when there is a situation that comes up, all the power goes to that school nurse, right? Even when we walk into that room, it's whatever she needs, even though we are, you know, quote unquote, the leader of the school. In that moment, that school nurse is in full control or charge. So I really do think about that every single time where something pops up that, you know, I have to rely on that school nurse to take the, you know, appropriate measures. So we do appreciate our school nurses. We are looking forward to Food Allergy Awareness Week. And we hope that, you know, you are more aware of some of the important things that go into that week. All right. We will conclude the episode there. We hope that you enjoyed listening. We hope that we will have another episode out
before the end of the school year.
Before the end of the school year. All right. Thank you very much.